After listing the 39 categories of forbidden work on Shabbos and ending off with the malacha of carrying from one domain into another, or from carrying four amas in a public domain, the previous perek ended off with different types of food and how much of that food one needs to carry out in order to be chayev. What is considered a significant amount, and as we saw, it depends on each type of food. Now, really, the next three parokim go through many different things and how much of them you have to bring out in order to be chayev. And after going through different types of food at the end of the previous perek, the beginning of this perek will go through different types of drink and liquids and how much one would need to bring out in order to be chayev. Now, the Gemara cites a rule which will explain much of the next three parokim, and that is that if something has two different uses, but one of the uses is a very common use, it's a main use, and the other use of that item is quite uncommon. So when it comes to somebody who carried such an item, we look at its common case and see whether he took out enough of that item to be used for that common use. However, when it comes to an item which has two different uses, but both uses are common, even if one is a bit more common than the other, at the end of the day, they're both common. So in such a case, we follow the smaller amount, so we are strict, and whichever use requires less of that item, that is the amount which we follow. A man who carries out that amount will be obligated to bring a korban chatas if he did so unintentionally. So the Mishnah begins, Hazmotzi Yayin, one who carries out wine. So the shiur, the amount for which one is chayev for carrying out wine, is kedem zigas hakos, the amount for mixing a cup of wine, for diluting it with water. And what the Mishnah means is as follows. Whenever one requires wine for a mitzvah, for example, when he is benching, or for kiddush, that cup of wine has to be the size of a revius at least. A revius is a quarter of a loig, and that is how much wine is needed for these mitzvahs. Now, in those days, the wine was extremely strong, and it was typically only drank once it had been diluted with water. And it was usually diluted with three times as much water, such that once it was diluted, only one quarter of that mixture of that wine would be actual wine. So if you carry out a quarter of a revius, so 1/16th of a loig of undiluted wine, since that is all you need for a kois, for a cup of wine for the sake of a mitzvah, such as Birkas Hamazon, so you would be chayev for carrying out that amount. Cholov, kosher milk, the shear, the amount to be chayev for this, is kedei gemiyah, the amount which one would swallow in one gulp. This is smaller than a revius. Now, although milk can be used for other purposes, such as rubbing on one's eye, and that would be a much smaller amount than the amount which you would swallow in one gulp, since that is a very uncommon use, especially for kosher milk, so we do not take that use into account. Alright, the vash honey. So honey has two common uses. Of course, its most common use is for eating, but it has another use which is also common, and that's the one we follow because it is smaller. It is a smaller share, and that is kedei litan al hakakosis, in order to put on a wound. If somebody had a bruise or of some sort, they would apply honey to it in order to make it not hurt as much. So the amount of honey which is needed for that, that is the shear for which one would be chayev for carrying out on Shabbos. Shemen oil, the shear for that, is a tiny amount, kedei losach eva katan, enough to rub on the smallest limb. This refers to the little toe of a newborn baby. So a tiny amount of oil that is already considered significant, and so the shear for oil, the amount for which one would be chayev for carrying out oil, is just that tiny amount to rub on a little limb of a little baby. Mayim, when it comes to water, even though the main use of water is of course for drinking, it has another common use, and that is kedei loshu b'mesakilar, enough to rub on a ointment which was applied to eyes, and to apply the ointment you had to add a bit of water. So that tiny amount of water, if one carries that out, he would be chayev. However, when it comes to the rest of liquids, if they are not used for curing purposes, then borovius, they are considered a significant amount if they are a half a loig. And as well as that, all water which is to be poured out, if, for example, the water became dirty, or it became unfit for drinking, he wouldn't use this foul water to rub on his eye, and therefore use the larger amount of borovius, he would only be liable to a korban chatos if he carried out a revius of this water. Now comes along Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Kulon, all of the liquids which we have mentioned in our Mishnah, And according to some Mefarshim, he doesn't refer to all of them, but certainly to most of them, bar revius, their shear is a revius. Even though for some of their uses, less than a revius is required, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Shimon, only a revius of liquid is considered significant. And Rabbi Shimon adds, very importantly, v'lay omru kalashi urin halolu, the Chachom only said all of these amounts which you just listed me, for example, enough to put on your eye, or enough to swallow, elol matzli ehen, only for those who hide away even a small amount. Meaning, we learned in the previous perek that if somebody carries out small amounts of something, then in general he is not obligated, he is not liable. However, if he specifically views that as significant, let's say he stores away that amount himself, so for him, even a smaller amount will be considered significant. Now Rabbi Shimon argues slightly, and Rabbi Shimon is saying that even for those people who do store it away and view a smaller amount as significant, it can't be a tiny, tiny amount. There's still a minimum amount to be considered significant for these types of people as well. And therefore, if, for example, you would view a gulpful of milk as significant, so then you would be liable if you carry out a gulpful of milk. But if, let's say, you were to view less than a gulpful of milk as significant, even though you do view it as significant, it is too small to be considered significant, even for you. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. However, the remaining Mishnayos will not assume the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rather, even the tiniest amount of an item, or a liquid, if somebody lends significance to that item, then he would be liable for carrying it out on Shabbos.